Well, hello, and welcome to Nature with Soloman. Now, here in the thumbnail, we have a feminine hyena. Now, some human males have actually... That's enough of that talk. Some human males have actually used the word hyena for human femons. And in a way, I can see kind of some of the similarities, especially the haunting noise that comes out of hyenas. And the way they kind of are sneaky on the plains of Africa. They're sneaky hunters, opportunists. They steal prey from other dignified hunters. The feminine hyena, though, is the leader of the clan. She also is 20% larger than the males. Now, in the clan, the males are treated as secondary sort of hyenas, which is very similar in the society we live in. And male hyenas can be kind of brutal, but feminine hyenas are more brutal than the males, which is also true in our society. Now, of course, there is one strange thing about the feminine hyena. Her genitalia looks almost exactly like the male genitalia. Scientists haven't figured out why the feminine hyena adapted this. Maybe she just wanted a penis, as most femons have penis envy. Now, I can see the similarities these guys are mentioning the word hyena when they mean human femons. But I think if you mixed or mated a cat and a hyena, you might get a closer facsimile of a human femon. Then here's something else a feminine hyena does that maybe you can relate to. She will eat somebody else's young so that she keeps her standing in the clan, even ones that are related to her. Of course, they are considered the scourge of the African plains, a bit like real society, if you know what I mean. They do have a niche in the food market. They are the only animals that can crush bones. Anyway, guys, tell me what you think about the hyena. Do you respect the hyena? Do you think it's similar to the human femon? Or is a pit of vipers more like it? I'm weird today, guys. Take it easy.